Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today, because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise, with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. The most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day and another opportunity, Father, that we can rise and shine this morning and worship. We can rise and shine this morning, Father God, with a desire to pick up where we left off last night, Father God, as we slept and we slumbered. Father God, another day to walk close with you, to walk with you, Father God, in you, Father God, blessed by you. Father God, we're just so grateful. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new spanking day, a day we have not known nor seen, Father. And we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Father God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for our journey. We thank you for our accomplishments. Thank you for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Thank you, Father God, for our services on today. We thank you, Father God, for all of our audience, Father, those who are listening near and far, those who are listening today, those who will be listening in the future, pulling up the archives, Father God, months from now, years from now that you tarry. We thank you, Father God, that our ministry is going down in history. It's a legend. It will always live until you come back, until you destroy the world, Father God, with technology in place. Hundreds of years from now, people will be able to pull up these teachings. Father God, so beautiful. So beautiful, Father God, how technology, Father God, can be such a blessing. And so we thank you, Father, for the means and for the ability and for the desire to serve. So, Father God, as your word goes out today, we want to say thank you, that you and you alone will be glorified in it. Father God, your people will be edified. Satan, we're not concerned about him. He don't know what to do with us because he can't do nothing with us. He already tried. He already tried. He can't. We are unable to be touched by evil because we dwell in your tabernacle, and that's the safe place. We dwell in a safe place, and we say thank you for your daily provisions. Thank you. So, Father, we commit all things into your hands, and we ask that you and you alone will be glorified in it. And as you told your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. I'm just so happy and so grateful that God chose me, that he trusted me. See, we should be happy that God trusts us with his spirit. I mean, it's a value. I mean, it's a valuable spirit. It's a priceless treasure. And God is trusting us with it. Oh, my God. Thank you. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad to have you with us. Please enjoy the service. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. It's a spiritual breakfast. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right. We're still moving on the men of the Bible. And so we want to thank God. Amen. That you are enjoying the walk, enjoying the series, enjoying the teachings. And God's word is always relevant. It's always relevant. It don't make a difference what we're teaching about. I did enjoy the women, though. I'm going to tell you the truth. I enjoyed the women. Their women were something, aren't they? I think the women were a little bit more exciting. Their women were something. We're going to come back to the women. I'll tell you the truth. We want to thank God for the females. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, we want to... God, thank God for the man, because God made, what, the man first. God made the man first. Amen. So we love the men. We love the men. Amen. God loved the men, and we love the men too. Amen. And so that's where we are. Amen. So we hope that you have your notebooks and pads to take some notes. Amen. The Bible, sometimes you don't really have time because we're listening, so we don't really have our Bibles open to follow, but you can write down the scriptures. Write down some notes and then go back and meditate. Amen. In Jesus' name. Today we want to talk about King Agrippa. King Agrippa. Amen. You might say, well, who's King Agrippa? Well, guess what? You're about to find out. You're about to find out. Amen. Coming to us this morning. Amen. She's been with us, I think a couple weeks ago she was here. She's back and she's always ready to serve, willing to serve. And we want to thank God. It is a pleasure to have people, amen, among you who's ready to serve, not squint, you know, trying to squeeze themselves out of opportunities, but looking for opportunities. And so we thank God for her. Amen. We thank God for her love for the king, her love for the kingdom. We thank God for her service. Glory be to God and in the Lord's kingdom. Thank God for her love for the people, God's people. Amen. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a widow. Amen. She is a member of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Church. Amen. And the ministry. And it's just so much I can say about this woman. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Ooh, she is a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, she's a prayer warrior. And so we just want to thank God for her. I'm talking about none other than she's an author. Don't forget the author. Amen. Our dear sister. Amen. Minister Joanne Thurman. Amen. We want to thank God for her and all that she does in the Lord's kingdom and for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our Minister Joanne, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. Give me one second. Good morning, Minister Joanne. Are you there?
Starcy.
Minister Joanne. Hello. Yes, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well.
How are you this morning, sister?
Very well. Amen. Very well. In good spirits. Happy in Jesus alone. Very glad to get finished Agrippa II. because, you know, I did have difficulties because there's two of them, and I didn't realize that at first. But it's very exciting. This writing was very exciting. But I'm giving God all praises and all honor for the series on the men that we have been listening to and experiencing and what we've been learning. And as I go into Agrippa, I'm going to ask God to help me pronounce some of these names. Most holy and gracious Father God, it's once again your humble servant come to you, giving you praise, honor, and glory because you're holy, Father, and I love you, God. And thank you for letting me come to minister to your people about King Agrippa. Father God, thank you for the opportunity, Father, and the ability, Father. Father, I touch every family that's represented on the line, Father. And just thank you for today, for your love and your kindness. In Jesus' precious name, I pray that you will accept the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that it will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. In my heart. In my heart, Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Agrippa the Second, the king who asked Paul a question. From Acts 26:28. Then King Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" I realized I couldn't tell about him before going into why he was mentioned in the Bible. I have to tell you about Paul. In Acts 21:27, Paul was arrested, falsely accused of bringing the Greek Thorhemus, the Egyptian inside the temple, being seen with him, they say he defiled the holy place. Brothers and sisters, you have to be careful of who you associate yourself with. Sometimes hanging around some people will bring strife in your life. The guards couldn't even hear what the charges were against Paul because the crowd was so loud. The violence was so great. Paul had to be carried by the soldiers through the crowd. People cried out in Acts 21:26, away with him. Before taking him to the barracks, Paul got permission to speak to the crowd. He told them about his birth and his upbringing, how he was taught to be a leader, trained in the law. Told him, yes, he persecuted the followers of the way to the depths and captured many prisoners. Then he went on to tell them about that day at noontime when he saw that bright light and fell off his horse to the ground. He had heard a voice asking, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Jesus said, I am the one you persecute. But what I find interesting about this is in verse 9, it reads, companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to him. So many of us see the light. We sing the light. We study the light. We're taking in all this knowledge, all this time getting to know him. But do we really hear him? Do we hear the still sweet voice when he speaks to us, giving us specific instructions on how to live, what to do, how to serve, how to give, how to be holy? John 10 reads, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me. Jesus gave Paul his instructions. He was chosen to know God's will and see the righteous one and to hear words from God's mouth, a witness for the Lord. People listen, but to no avail, saying Paul was not fit to live while he was being beaten. Paul asked, isn't it illegal to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't been found guilty? So the next day, Paul came before the chief priest and all the Sanhedrins, the Sadducees, some Pharisees, and said he was the son of a Pharisee himself, and that he stood on trial because of his beliefs and the hopes in the resurrection of the dead. When he said that, a dispute broke out because the assembly was divided. The Sadducees said, there was no resurrection, no angels, nor spirits, but the Pharisees acknowledged them all, and this caused an uproar. The Pharisees argued they find nothing wrong with this man, but God was with Paul, and he had testified about the Lord in Jerusalem, and he was to testify in Rome. In verse 23:11, Paul kept a clear conscience because he had done nothing wrong, even though his accusers plotted to kill him. And after 2 years, Paul went on trial before Festus. Charges were presented to them. This is when Paul made his appeal to see Caesar. A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice, his sister, arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Festus discussed Paul's case with the king, saying that when he went to Jerusalem, the chief priest and the elders of the Jews brought charges against Paul and wanted him to be condemned. Roman custom was that a person could have an opportunity to face his accusers to defend themselves. Festus was surprised when he learned that the crime was not what he had expected. It was a dispute with him about their own religion and a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was alive. Festus was just at a loss on how to investigate such matters. He, Paul, knew that a fair trial and outcome would not be determined in Jerusalem, and asked a Roman citizen, invoked his right to a trial in the highest court. When Paul made his appeal to be held over for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar. King Agrippa was very interested in meeting Paul to hear this for himself. The meeting day, King Agrippa II. Herod Agrippa II was named Marcus Julius Agrippa. His father was Herod Agrippa, and his mother was Cypos. Born in Rome, Italy, he was the last ruler over the Herodian dynasty. Due to creditors, they had to flee to Palestine. The boy was about 5 years old. Leaving his wife and children in Palestine, his father returned to Rome, where he was imprisoned. However, he was released by the new emperor, Caligula, and made king of the areas ruled by his uncle Philip. By year 41, Father Herod had united the complete kingdom of the grandfather, King Herod the Great. Agrippa was sent back to Rome to finish his studies. And at the age 16 or 17, his father died unexpectedly. By him being too young to be king, those territories became a Roman province. He stayed in Rome to year 53. New territories were added. He received Tiberias, the capital of Galilee, and Transjordan. To control him, Emperor Claudius appointed a powerful procurator, Tullius Felix, who was to advise the process of finding and agreeing to terms and acquiring goods, services, or works from an external source. The young king took his residence in Jerusalem and Caesarea. Agrippa was responsible for the Temple of Jerusalem. A temple means a place where heaven and earth were united, a place of worship. This wasn't just any temple. This was the temple built by Solomon, destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, which was rebuilt 3 times. This temple was the holiest site in Judaism, where God's presence was manifest more than any place, a sacred place to the Israelites. Jews turned towards this place doing prayer. In the first city, Agrippa enlarged the royal palace and renovated the temple. In the second one, Apostle Paul. In 1 Peter 4:10, it reads, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Agrippa was used for God's word and his plan for restoration of his temple. Hallelujah. He was an important ruler in the Roman Empire. In year 63, after the temple was completed, unrest began because of poverty, food shortage, taxation, which kept getting worse. It escalated while Agrippa was in Alexandria. There was a Jewish revolt against Rome. People were killed in tax riots, and bystanders were being crucified. He returned and tried to convince the people of their helplessness against the power of Rome. His mission failed, and he sided with Rome. In the war, he was slightly wounded in Vespasian. On hearing about Nero's death, he set sail to Rome with Titus, a military commander who became emperor from 79 to 81. He sent word to Agrippa, who hurried to Rome to offer his services. He was granted new estates in the northern regions, populated mostly by non-Jews. He had a different attitude towards Judaism, unlike his forefathers. He showed a superficial respect for Jewish religious practices. They even were praised by some rabbis. In the New Testament, he showed an indifference or lack of interest or concern attitude towards the spread of Christianity found in Acts 5 and 26. He seemed to be more interested in the Hellenistic culture. Now back to the next day, the meeting with Paul. Agrippa and Bernice, his sister, entered in the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Festus ordered Paul to be brought in. He, Festus, faced a complex problem. The Jewish leaders wanted Paul dead, and the Roman law protects its citizens. He had to try to avoid a riot in Jerusalem, which would threaten his position. It was King Agrippa's decision that would hopefully clarify the problem to the word and the indictment that would be sent to Rome. He was called the puppet king of Galilee. Paul was given permission to speak, 26:1. He tells of his gratitude to talk to Agrippa because the king is well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. He stated that Jews knew how he was raised as a child, that he lived as a Pharisee, and because of the hope in what God had promised, he was on trial. The hope was the dead in Christ shall rise. And he asked, why should any of you consider it incredible? In verse 8, he then admitted that he opposed the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the authority of the chief priest in Jerusalem, that he put many saints in prison and that many were killed, that he cast his vote them in verse 12. He went on to say that he traveled all over the foreign cities to persecute them in his obsessions, trying to force them to blaspheme from one synagogue to another. And as his story went on, his journey, it took him to Damascus with the authority of the high priest and commission. He told King Agrippa that about noon he saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, all around him and his companions. He had fallen to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me? in verses 15 through 18, Jesus said, I am he whom you are persecuting. Get up, stand to your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Glory, hallelujah. Paul told King Agrippa he was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. He preached repentance all over. This was the third time Paul told this story of his encounter with Christ to two different judges, one Jewish, one Gentile. He changed from stamping out the Christian movement to become a devoted follower of Christ. Festus thought Paul was crazy, thinking Jesus had risen. But Paul was calm and assured in his defense. Next, he appealed to Agrippa, who had a Jewish background and should have offered at least a sympathetic hearing, if not support. He asked Agrippa a question. Do you believe the prophets? I know you do, in verse 26-27. This put Agrippa in an awkward position. It would threaten his political position in Rome if he appeared to be sympathetic and also to the Christian movement if siding with Paul. He doesn't want to get into the controversy of religion and politics. That would destroy his wealth and power. After thinking about it, he says to Paul, do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian? Verse 28. At this point, Agrippa thought this whole thing was a disaster that should be quietly dismissed and Paul exiled from the region. Paul's answer was, short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains. Agrippa had faith, but it was shallow. It was weak, very familiar. God don't want one soul lost, not even a king. Agrippa put up his religious barrier. Festus hid behind self-serving empire. But Paul went on to serve and share Christ in the world. The king got up, left the room. While talking with one another, he said, this man is not doing anything that deserves death or imprisonment. To Festus, he said, this man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. I say that the man, King Agrippa, could have been set free if only he had accepted Christ in his life while he had a chance. Peace and grace.
Amen, 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 amen. One second. Amen. Bless the Lord. He could have accepted. Amen. That's going to be the testimony of a lot of people. They could have, but they didn't. They would have, but they didn't. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. His faith was shallow. Amen. It was weak. Amen. He had all these religious barriers, and that barrier kept him out of heaven. Amen. Kept him out of heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. But he had an opportunity. Hallelujah. He had an opportunity. Amen. For God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah. We all have opportunities. It's up to us to choose what to do with that opportunity. We want to thank you, Minister Joannis, amen, for a very thorough elaboration this morning on King Agrippa, and very detailed, amen, how you brought it all together so we can have an understanding, a foundation. So what happened in the background, what brought him up to the present. And not only did you show us that, you showed us his future, because it wasn't in God, but he had an opportunity. Amen. And so we want to thank God. So, beloved, amen, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. God deal with King Agrippa the same way he deals with you and I. The choice is yours. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Sister Joannis, for those of you who may be listening into our fellowship service for the first time, not real familiar with us, and may not, maybe it's the first time they've heard you speak. So we'd like for you to please come back and take another minute or two and update everyone with your books and any other announcements you like to make. Amen to our audience on this morning. We want to give you the floor for any announcements. Thank you.
Well, I have been working on my book, and I'm editing it myself, and that is so hard. But thanks be to God that I was an A student in English, so that makes it a lot easier. My typing's not that great, but it's a slow process, but it's very fulfilling. My newest book will be God is Better Than Best. And I'm coming down towards the end before I send it out to be published. And it's 112 pages, so I'm breaking it down into two books. So it's taking a minute, but all in God's time, even with doing a quilt, Agrippa, in God's time. As I did Agrippa, it got more exciting because I couldn't put so much more in it because everybody was in his time. Nero, Caligula, Claudius, the names just go on and on. And even with Paul, the excitement, I felt it, and I really appreciate it, the writing on that. But when my book is out, I will let everybody know. That really is the main thing. I do a little bit each day so I won't get overwhelmed because I have other things that I'm doing. But God is blessing, and I'm receiving it in his name, and he's taking me to new heights, new levels, and I'm spreading his word, witnessing, and I'm just basking in the glory that he's allowing me to, and I'm humble. None of this is me. I can't do nothing. I'm nothing without him. I'm a filthy rag, but he loves me so that he dresses me up, and he gives me the words to say, and I want him to use me for his service, and that's where I'm at. Just use me, Lord. That's it. Use me anytime, any day, anywhere. And like Pastor said, I was going to put choose you this day whom you're going to serve at the end of this. And then Pastor, she brought that up. You choose, and choose Christ, because that's the only thing that's to last. King Agrippa had that choice. And I think he toyed around with it. I think that he was going to almost...
All participants are on hold. All participants are unmuted.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened here? Wait a minute. Give me a second. Give me a second. Wait a minute. Give me a second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know what's going on here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening here.
All participants are off hold. All participants are muted.
Okay, give me a second, Saints. I don't know what's happening here. All right, I apologize. Just well, you sort of got the laugh. All right, wait a minute. Give me a second. We're going to bring Sister Joanne back in. Give me a second. All right, give me a second here. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Well, you got the laugh. You got the laugh with technology. We apologize. Wait a minute. I don't know what happened there. Glory be to God. But you was right in the middle of. If you can just pick up right there, amen, because you was on a roll. Amen.
Okay, I just want to say that I'm very grateful and that my message is to choose you this day who you're going to serve. And then serve and be obedient, because Paul was obedient. He was confident. And that's the main thing. Go with Christ. So thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. God bless you all. I will keep everyone in prayer. Peace and grace.
Choose you this day who you going to serve. Don't choose tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late. Choose you this day whom ye shall serve. Marcus Julian Agrippa. Wow. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen and amen. Thank God. Looking forward to your newly released book, or soon to be released book. Amen. Looking forward to that. God is better than best. Now, that sounds like a number one bestseller right there. God is better than best. That sounds like a movie. That sounds like a whole bunch of stuff there. That's all good. God is better than best. Amen. Congratulations, my sister. We're proud of you. Amen. Keep up the good work. And thank you for an excellent elaboration on Marcus Julian. Indeed, who he was almost persuaded. He was almost persuaded. He came real close, y'all. You know what, when I put this together last night, when I was creating our platform, I said, it's interesting. I said, King Agrippa was almost persuaded to become a Christian. It's interesting how we can come so close yet be so far. How close are you? How close are you? Beloved, hallelujah. But you have a choice today. If you're on the wrong side, get on the right side. You have a choice today to make Jesus your choice. You have a choice today. Amen. Please don't let it be said too late. Invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart to live. Amen. Look, all you have to tell God is, look, God, you confess. I confess being a sinner. I ask that you would save me. I accept Jesus Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. I mean, it's as simple as that. A one-minute prayer, not even a minute. And if you say that in spirit and truth, God hears you. For those of you who've gotten a little weak along the way, backslidden along the way, God will take you back. He's married to the backslider, but you still got to make a move. You still got to make a move and want to come back. See? But he is faithful to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We serve such a good God, and God is better than best. Amen and amen. We want to invite all of you back tonight at 9 p.m. for our Friday night praise party. Look, stop in, even if you can't stay. When we was out in the world, some of us would close the parties down. Some of us would. We wouldn't even know where till they turned off the lights and locked the door. But most of us, you know, we might stop in, you know, maybe we came on time, came a little late, we stayed for a bit and then enjoyed our stuff and we left. We invite you to do the same thing tonight. Maybe you can't hang out the whole time, but can you stop in and glory be to God, say hello, glory be to God, give us a song, give us a testimony, give us a reading, give us a praise. Come on, stop in to the party. You are invited. And so we start at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time,
And it's on our prayer call number, and that number is 385-799-9729. And that is tonight at 9 p.m. Today at 12 noon, we will be meeting for our corporate prayer at 12 noon and then back again tonight at 9 p.m. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We'll be back tomorrow morning, if the Lord say so. Monday, I believe we're celebrating the 4th of July on Monday. Well, you know, we're always here in the morning, holidays and no holidays, but there will be no altar prayer on Monday, no altar prayer on Monday. Amen. That's family time. And hopefully you're still going to be praying and doing the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Even the more so while you have more of an opportunity with family and friends. Amen. That somebody will give their life to Christ on this holiday firecracker weekend. Amen. We had our elder Nadine Hedgman's birthday was yesterday. Amen. We're going to reach out to her. Amen. Reach out. And our sister, Pastor Erica, her birthday is July the 3rd. I believe that's when Sunday. I'm losing track of the time here. Amen. And I think we got a couple other birthdays. Amen. So let us, we will be acknowledging them more. Amen. But if you have their telephone number, reach out to them. Amen. And wish them a happy birthday. And we bless the Lord. Today is offering day. Here's the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we thank you for your faithful support. Amen. That we might continue. Amen, to move forward in the kingdom of the Lord. When you support the word, when you sow into the word, it's like putting fuel in the car. When you put some fuel in the car, amen, you can move around a little bit. Even that the price of gas. You know, people talking about the price of gas, but I don't see no shortage of cars on the road. It ain't stopping nobody from moving around, okay? Because God always make a way. But we want to thank God for your faithful giving. Amen. Several ways you can sow. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania 19038. And we thank you so much, amen, for sowing into God's word and vineyard. And we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you and upon yours. Father God, we thank you for a wonderful service today. We thank you for a rich word, an awesome teaching, Father God, a very thorough elaboration on Marcus Julian Agrippa, Father God, who did not make Jesus his choice, but he had an opportunity. Father God, we can learn so much from this one here, learn so much. The choice is ours, but the consequences is yours. Thank you, Father. You choose the consequences, and that could be good consequences or bad consequences. So we say thank you, Father. Father God, we say thank you for your people today, those who are listening around the globe. We don't know them, Father God, individually. We just know the location that they're listening from, Father God, in India and Russia, Canada, Father God, Brazil, Father God, in the other areas I saw, Father God, Africa even, Father God, in our back office, we see that they're listening. So, Father God, whoever they are, Father, we ask that you will meet them. Father God, if they do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God, we're asking that you would help them to make, that they might make Jesus their choice this day while there's still time. And for those of us who already have, Father God, we pray that you would help us to keep moving forward as our brother Paul. Our brother Paul was on a mission. He was, Father God, winning souls for the kingdom, steadfast and unmovable. He was fully persuaded that you were able, as we talked about on our 5 o'clock platform, that you was able to do. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, bless all those sowing into the soil, Father God, of your word on today. Father God, we thank you for every gift, be it small, be it large. Father, we say thank you. Father God, we ask that you return to them 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return, and that the money will be blessed, Father, and used for the building up of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Meet us, Father God, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Father God, at our praise party tonight, Father God, bless our gathering. Father, may your glory be revealed. Strengthen our minister, Joanne, as she heads that up, Father God. Thank you for fortifying her in the name of Jesus and every participant, Father. New ones, old ones, Father God, Lottie-Dottie and everybody. And we say thank you. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask for traveling road mercy, protection from accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father God, that no bad news will come nigh our dwelling today as we soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times, our families, and everything that pertains to us. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Every ministry partner, every prayer warrior in this ministry that come out on the floor, on the front line as an intercessor, putting their lives on the line, Father God, standing in the gap, crying out for these prayer petitions. God, we do not take this job lightly. It's a serious job, Father. We do not want to devalue them or not appreciate these men and women. And they keep coming. They keep coming, Father. Even when they're tired, they come. Voice raspy, they come. They make no excuses. They come. They serve you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no one's getting paid, Father God, for this. I'm not getting paid. They're not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid, Father, because we know that you already paid us and payday is still coming. Fortify these men and women, Father. Fortify them. Keep them from danger, seen and unseen. Keep them covered. Keep their families covered. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. And we say thank you over and over and over again. Thank you, Father. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is the spell, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a magnificent day. We'll be here again tomorrow and Sunday, but if we don't talk to you, amen, hallelujah, have a happy holiday, 4th of July. Amen, in Jesus' name. And we ask, hallelujah, glory be to God, as the message went forth today, we are pleading with you to please choose you this day whom you are going to serve. And we pray that the answer is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Amen. Matter of fact, that's a good song to go out on. I think we have it in queue. I have decided to make Jesus my choice. Hallelujah. I thought I had it. I don't see it. All right, I don't see it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do another one here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Love you. Love you. Have a good day.
Give me a clean heart, so I might serve thee.
Continue to be in the midst. God, you know we love you and you know we need you. We can do nothing without you. Lord, we ask and pray that you will go over the midst of the airways right now. Father, wherever someone may be listening to this CD, Father, we ask and pray that you will touch them, oh God, and whatever they have need of, oh God. Let them know, Father, that even before they ask for it, oh God, you know what it is. Father, but all they have to do is come before you, oh God, and ask what they will and it shall be given. Father, we thank you, oh God, for blessing that young woman